to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your blood that will never lose its power. The blood that you shed for us when you hung on the tree. The blood that brought us redemption. The blood that brought us victory over death and sin. The blood that gives us salvation, wherein we stand this morning. Father, we say we are grateful. We are grateful for our lives, our families, our parents, our teachers, our friends, siblings, and anybody connected to us. This morning, Lord, we have come together to listen to your word. The word of God that helps us and give us understanding in everything. It is that word that we have come to listen. I ask that, Lord, you give us special understanding. You give us wisdom that no man can take from us. I declare, Lord, that may your children live with wisdom. May we live here with wisdom. Wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that no man can give us. And now, Lord, I commit them into your care. That as they are here, Lord, let the Spirit of God hover around this place and give them special understanding. Satan, I curse you in this place. I curse you in this place. May you never operate. May you never hover around this place and cause divided attention. Bible said that when the children of God gathered, Satan also was amongst them. Father, Satan that is amongst us this morning, I curse him in the name of Jesus. And I declare that the power, the Spirit of God will reign supreme amongst us in Jesus' name. The entrance of the word of God that giveth light, may it give us light and give understanding to the foolish ones. I ask, O God, for your grace to stand in, O God, to speak your mysteries unto your children. Lord, anoint me with your word. As I stand to speak, O God, may you speak through me. Let your power, let your spirit be over me. For Jesus declared that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel. I pray, O God, that may you anoint me this morning to preach the unadulterated word of God to your children. May I not lower the standard for anyone. In Jesus' name, may the standard never be lowered. But Lord, I pray that we will live here with a changed heart. We will live here with a blessed heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shout, Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. I thought you clap for Jesus. Is that all you can do? If Manchester United scores a goal now, are you sure this is all that you can do for the Lord? Hallelujah. I'm going to be preaching for a very short time, and then I'll pray for everybody. Okay. Because schools will resume this week. This week, you'll go to school with an anointing. If you are not ready to say amen, go and join another church. I have 4 churches. 2 are down. 1 is here. 1 is here. So in case you are not comfortable here. Okay. I don't know if you understand the word comfortable. Comfortable is a type of tomatoes. Okay. when they say comfortable, chief, do you understand? Comfortable is a type of tomatoes. So if you are not comfortable here, you can open this door, then you are in another church. Okay. Or you can go downstairs, then you are in another church. Or you can even go to where they are playing the thing. Or you can even go out. Alright. But I believe that we are going to live here with a special grace. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. You need grace. In this life, people don't do well by studying pollination. Do you know pollination? Do you know that confused thing? Pollination. Cross-pollination. Self-pollination. Cotyledonous plant. Dicotyledonous plant. People don't do well by such things. Alright? You do well. Listen to me. You do well by the grace of God. Shall I say it again? I said that you do well. You do well in this life. What you are doing now is that you are living a life. Madam, how are you? Where is the one who came last week? You are a new person. You've never seen me before. You've not seen a handsome pastor like this before. Wow, it's me. I'm the pastor. I'll say something. Yes, I'm saying that you don't do well, okay, by studying things. You do well by the grace of God. And the life that you are living now is the life. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. What you are doing now is that you are living a life. Then after some time, you will die. You will grow up, then you will die. So sometimes when I see people who are grown up and they are in or they are age 42, 50 years, and then you hear them saying that in future, and I ask that, future being you, you are 53 years and you are saying that in future you will buy a car. You future, no, where is the future coming again from? Your 43 years is your future. Or some, you don't understand what I'm saying. 43 years of your life is your future. Alright? You are age 62 and you are saying that in future you will buy aeroplane. Hey, forget it. Age 43, you have not been able to buy wheelbarrow, and that future, now, which future is coming again for your life? But I want to tell you people that 14, 15, you have future. Clap for Jesus. You have future. Yes. But you see, don't be deceived that because you have future, you are going to throw your tantrums. Now, if I preach, I have to speak big words, or so that you can learn. Because this, if you do, I'll beat you, it's a bad English. You don't throw your tantrums, okay? And then raise your shoulders that you are future and that you start playing the buffoonery. Otherwise, you end up, listen to what I'm saying as I'm about to close, you end up as a tiger nut seller. Do you know tiger nut? I don't know why I'm preaching like this, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you think that today you are 14 years and I just told you that you have a future, if you don't take care, before you say Jack Robertson, you are selling tiger nut and rash energy drink at First Light. You know First Light. If you are going to Kaneshi, there's a place called First Light.
or you be selling trapia. Do you know trapia? Do you, how many of you know trapia? Hey, where do you stay? You don't know trapia? That stick they used to, the people have been chewing. Yeah, it's, the English name is called trapia. Yes. So it is the grace of God. Alright. Now that is why it is very, very important. One of the things the grace of God does is that it teaches. Okay? Bible says that the grace of God that brings us salvation, okay, and it teaches us. I hope I'm preaching well today, because I'm in a brown bow tie, so I have to look executive today. I don't have to shout and misbehave. Yes, one of the things the grace of God does is that it teaches you. Now, as young as you are, don't use your life now to become a trotro mate and tell yourself that in future you become a medical doctor. How many of you want to become engineers? To become an engineer, a bank manager, I'm calling things, doctors, lawyers, what again, nurses, accountant. So you, Jessica, you want to become, I've not mentioned yours, you, prison officer. Astronaut. How many astronauts do you know in Ghana? Change that astronaut thing. Which member of your family has become an astronaut? Nurse. It's easier to be a nurse. What is astronaut? I thought she said she'll be a prison officer. And you become what? Fire service. Doctor. Stand up, let me see your doctor. Are you sure if you go to hospital and this is the doctor, you will confidently remove your trousers that this guy should inject you? Sit down. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because see, some of you, the way you are behaving, you can easily end up as a trotro driver. The way you behave, yes, the way you behave, you can easily end up a trotro driver. Because your favorite subject at school is PE. PE is what you like. If they ring the bell, activities, please. It's like the world has come to an end for you. Yes, sports. You are into sports, you can run. And the headmaster will stand out and give you fans. It is never an achievement. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. So, there is one thing you need. Listen, I'm preaching. There is one thing that you need. Yes. Look, you don't need many things to do well. I'm telling you, listen to me carefully. Today's preaching is very simple. You don't, in case maybe you don't see me here, you must see me here. You don't need many things when to do well. To do well, as you are going to school, what you need is wisdom. Do you understand what I'm preaching? You need, look, wisdom is better than money. Yes. And you see, some of you are interested in money. Look at the way you are. You like money more than anything. Yes. If they say they are giving you textbook and money right now, you will choose money over textbook. Yes. Yes. There is something which is better than money. Money is not every. Have you not seen a rich man who cannot speak English before? I can show you one right now. I can mention his name. All of you know him. He has money, but he can't talk. Can't speak English. I'm not saying English is the only thing in this world. But you see, if you also don't know how to speak, people will cheat you. Yeah. So don't follow after money. You see, because you see small boys, they have started becoming troll mates. Yeah. Have you not seen some before? Yeah, troll mates. Such a, if you see troll mate, a troll mate is never after wisdom, it's after money. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 16. Somebody with a good Bible to read for that one for me. Wisdom is far, far, far better. Far better. And those of you don't bring Bible to church, the next time I hear of you, you will be a kidnapper. You'll be kidnapping takradi girls. Because that's how it starts. If you don't bring Bible to church, there's nothing to read. So before we see, no, you are a kidnapper. Or a galamsey, this thing, operator. Yes. My dear, if you are reading the thing, read. We all go to school in Ghana. I don't understand what you are reading. Yes.
It is better, much better, to have wisdom and knowledge than gold and silver.
Hey, read it again. Read. Can you hear what she's reading? They can't hear. I wish school, did they pay office? Have they paid office this time? Now read that thing.
It is better, much better, to have wisdom and
it is better, much better,
to have wisdom,
to have and wisdom,
and knowledge.
We used to have a teacher who taught us, if he's come to say knowledge, he say Norwich. He's from a certain part of the country. So one day we're doing dictation, he said number 8, Norwich. Hey, we all had it wrong. It's a Norwich. It is better, much better, to have wisdom and knowledge than what? Than gold and silver. See now, gold and silver is money. Or silver and gold. How many of you have seen gold before? I'm not saying mess gold. I'm not saying if your money is at mess gold, lift up your hands. I'm saying, hey, these children, you put me to trouble. I'm saying that how many of you have seen gold, real gold, real gold before? Where? So to own palace. People travel. And what have you gone to do there before you have seen the good? Are you the one who sweep the chief's room? what did you do there? Chief's palace. So to own chief's palace. You have seen gold. So how do you know it's good? It was polishing the gold. Master, clap for the gold. Galamse. Yeah, you've not seen gold before. Who else has seen gold before? Where? Gold chain. Yeah, it's possible. My ring is gold. Yeah. This one is called 18 carat. It's good. Very expensive. So if I'm robbers come to my house, they'll cut my finger. They want it good. But I'm robbers will not come to my house in Jesus' name. What is seeing, or they are blind. Who you just are seeing good? I bet it's not good. It's copper. Yeah, it's Asanka you are seeing. You say you are seeing good. It's Asanka. I wonder when you are Asanka. You have seen gold in Suutum Chief's palace room. Charlie, it's a serious thing. So gold is very, very, very expensive. Yes. Gold is expensive. That is why your mother doesn't leave her gold, golden ring or chain outside overnight. But she can leave Woma. Do you know Woma? Do you know Fufuicho? The one that they used to do the fufu for your father. They can leave it outside 3 days. Arm robbers will not come and collect it. Yeah. Or Shamokulu, they can. That one is so expensive. It's so expensive. Do you understand? They can leave it outside. But nobody leaves a gold, golden ring chain. Hey. Even seeing the gold in Sultan Chief's palace room cry is a mistake. I don't know what you went to do there. Or they kidnap you. Because you have to ask. Yeah. So, Bible is telling us in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, that wisdom and knowledge are far better and much better than silver and gold. Are you here? Are you here still? I'll be closing very soon. I have to pray for all of you. Today, people didn't come to church today. They have missed. They have missed. Yeah. And wisdom. Look at this same Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Proverbs 4 verse 7. I hear. It says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom. Look. If they do palm nut soup, the principal thing in palm nut soup is palm nut. Yes. Even though they've put precursor, what are some of the things they put in this thing? Salt, agushi. Hey, Christian sister, agushi in. These are the girls you are going to marry. These are the girls you are going to marry. Agushi in palm nut soup. Gary. Koto is never the main thing in the palm nut soup. Wele is not the main thing. Pepe is not the main thing. The main thing, the principal thing, is the palm nut. So Bible is saying in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 that wisdom, listen to me, listen, I'm about to close. Wisdom, you see, and this is what I'm trying to, I want to enter you, that it is the principal thing. If you are looking for wisdom or you are looking for something, it should be wisdom you should be after. When we say something is the principal thing, it means that it is the main thing. Your father is the main person in the house. In case you don't understand, your father is the main person. I'm not sure if somebody knocks your door, then they say that, I'm looking for a father. They say, yeah, I'm the one. You can easily say you are the one. Yeah. Your headmaster is the main person in the school. Do you give your school fees to the canteen, madam? Hey? Who here, when you go to school, you give your school fees to the gate man in the school? The gate man is not the main person. Hallelujah. Let's continue. It says that, therefore, get wisdom. If wisdom is the main thing, then get wisdom. Because you see, absence of wisdom, listen to the English. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. Yes. the day somebody insult you that you are a foolish boy, cry. Cry. The person has hurt you. If somebody ever insult you that you are a foolish boy or a foolish girl, it's a great insult, especially if you are a sister and a boy insult you that you are a foolish girl. It means that your foolishness is times 10 exponent 1,000. Clap for Jesus. When they say you are a fool, it means that you don't even have a drop of wisdom in your head. You have cotton wool, mash, kenke, and rotten milk. That's what it is. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom moves with understanding. There are three words in the Bible. They move together, but they are different. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They move hand in hand. They are like the three organs of government. The executive, legislature, and the judiciary. You don't know these things. You don't know these things. All you know is kukumbaja. You don't know these things. Stand up. Judiciary, what do they do? Give him microphone. Explain to us the duty of the judiciary. You see, you have been going to school. You pay school fees. Explain judiciary their work.
They settle cases.
What case do they settle? Armed robbery cases or what? Judiciary.
Yes.
No, I don't think that's the main thing. So case that stand up. The executives, what do? You say you go to school. People are praying, should they come to their area? You say you go to school. One makes laws, another implement the laws, and then the another one does what? Interpret the laws. Which people make the law? Which people implement the laws? The what? And which people interpret the laws? Clap for social studies, Pastor. Yes. You are going to have BC, you don't know the thing. Me, I know the thing. I'm telling you the thing. You say, I don't know the thing. I know things, so. Yeah. So, the Bible is telling us that if we are trying to get something, if somebody is trying to give you something, it should be wisdom that you are looking for. And this morning or this afternoon, if I lay my hands on you, wisdom will enter you. Yeah. The presence of wisdom in your life means foolishness has left you. Because you see, some of when I look at the way you behave, you see, before you be called a fool, you see, everybody living has an amount of foolishness in him and a certain amount of wisdom in him. Now, when your foolishness is more than the wisdom, do you know means rest in peace. Do you know Due? Madam, you do chi. Due means what? Sorry, it's not rest in peace. My people die, they say rest Due. Or that one is different. Sorry. Proverbs 24:7.
This scripture will shock you. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 7. It will shock you. It says that wisdom is too high for a fool. Wisdom. You see, because you don't understand why we tell you that when you go to toilet and come, wash your hand. You don't understand why we tell you that if you go to school and you come to your house, the first thing is to wash your hand. You don't understand. So, African gems don't kill. The one who brought hygiene, it was Bolaka that killed the person. Yeah. Some of you shake hands with people by heart. If you understand this thing called germs, infections, you touch people. You don't understand. You have gone to your hometown. You are greeting everybody. Then when you finish, you know, they say, oh, some banquet is ready. Then you just do like this. Then you go and eat. Now you have left your hometown, Atebubu, back to Accra. 3 days later, you have started running. Then you say the witches in your hometown, they don't want you to progress. They don't want you to go to classes. Do you think witches are interested in you going to classes? Do you think classes, you think witches, they don't have any work to do? They have real work to do. It's not preventing people from going to classes. It is because wisdom is too high for your foolishness. You don't understand. But you see, today I'm teaching you wisdom. Wisdom is too high for fools. You see, when somebody speaks, listen to the wisdom. You see, you don't understand why your mother says that, come home before 8 o'clock. Yeah. So your mother wants to sit on your enjoyment. Hey, sister, enjoyment, me, mommy, on pay myself. Can you imagine? Or see, I should come home before 8. At my age that my breast is coming, I should come before 8 o'clock. Does she think that I'm a child? Hey, you are asking us whether we think that your mother is thinking you are a child. You are a fool. You are a fool. It's because you don't understand the wisdom. You are the wisdom in coming home before 8 o'clock. Yes. And if you care to know, I will explain to you that a lot of the people who have become teenage pregnant mothers. Do you know teenage pregnancy? Causes of teenage pregnancy, number one. Yes. Bad friends. The one you call peer pressure. Yes. You are counting. Those who eat ice kinky. I had the wrong answers. Yes, drama. Peer pressure. No. Yes. Lack of parental care. Youthism. Streetism. They do what? These streetism people, they do what? Streetism is what? It's not a course. Yes. Mass meat. You see, let me also explain to you. One of the causes of teenage pregnancy, okay, is not coming home before 8 o'clock. Yes. A lot of the people they rape, touch their breast. Nobody rapes anybody in the afternoon. They don't rape anybody in the afternoon. It happens after 8 p.m. A lot of the sexual interaction, pushing penis into vagina, happens after 8 p.m. Stupid girl. You are a stupid
girl to think that way. That is why there is an alcoholic drink called 8 p.m. Yeah. A lot of the bad things happen after 8 p.m. You think 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Someone said, come and let's do sex. You don't do sex in the afternoon. Afternoon, if you are doing sex, they'll catch you. 8 p.m. Then ECG was giving light off. Yeah. I saw. That is the time that your mother says that, come home. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Auntie B, now you are even calling your mother Auntie B. Auntie B, pa. Does she think I'm a children? Does she think you are children? You are a goat. That's what she thinks you are. Does she think only you? Does she think I are children? Oh, bro, for so I will come. Wisdom is higher for fools. It's too high for a fool. Yes. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He opened his mouth in the gate. People, you see people talk by heart. Or me then come arguing. Anybody you hear who says that me then come arguing is a fool. It's you don't need to speak your mind all the time. If you have the habit of every day kind arguing, you lose friends. We all have friends. Some of our friends, their armpit smell, but you can't easily say it. If you are sitting by somebody has fush, but you can't say it. Because you don't have to speak your mind all the time. Am I not preaching the word of God? There are people here this morning, they've not bathed. They have not bathed, but they've come. They have not bathed. What say? Oh dear, who can argue? Next time, nobody will sit by you again. You don't need to talk your mind all the time. Sometimes you are talking to a friend. You can see that yesterday, the pepper ate. One of the pepper is on the teeth like this. Kako is on the mouth is smelling like this thing. But you can't say it. You don't need to come arguing all the time. A fool opens his mouth in the gate all the time. You need wisdom. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 31. I'm about to pray for you. Exodus 31, verses 1 to 3. Exodus 31, verses 1 to 3. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel. Bezalel is a name. If you give birth, you can call him Bezalel. The son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Look at verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, underline it, in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Look at what God has blessed this man with. He said, I have filled him. Sammy, tell this brother they should stop the clapping. If they want to clap, they should look for a church downstairs. They are disturbing me. Man of God, I'm preaching, I hear clapping. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God. May you be filled with the Spirit of God. You boy have Spirit of God already. I said, may you be filled with the Spirit of God. They think they can disturb. Oh, we can disturb better than they do. In wisdom, I see the Spirit of wisdom over your life right now in Jesus' name. And in understanding, you see, wisdom means common sense. That's what wisdom means. Wisdom means common sense. Okay? It means that if they say you have wisdom, it means you have the ability to think. A lot of people don't think. A lot of people you see walking around saying they are going to Abolishia, come back, they are going to Kwashima, they are not thinking. A lot of the people you sit in the tro with, they don't think. Yes. Wisdom means common sense. May you have common sense. Wofa, sit well. Last week you came to church with mangoes and toys. Today you have seen gold, so we shouldn't hear anything. I see you seeing gold in Jesus' name. You will see gold at the Sowutom Chief's Palace in Jesus' name. Hey, Charlie. People can add it to your CV. Places you've been before. You have seen the Sowutom Chief's Palace. I've seen gold inside. Small boy. How old are you? 12 and you are seeing gold. And they're only 13 there. You'll be seeing bauxite and diamond and other things. Yes. To discern, it means to have wisdom, to perceive. I'm teaching you. Yeah. You should understand what I'm trying to say. That is wisdom. Common sense. A lot of people don't have common sense. A lot. Some of your teachers at school, they don't have common sense. Do you think all your teachers in the school, they have wisdom? Not all of them have wisdom. Can you not see how some of them behave? Can you not see how some of them, they talk by heart? Or because it's called sir, you think every sir has wisdom? No. They are sirs who are foolish. It's a foolish sir. You can even see the way he dresses to school, basta. The way he talks and he insults students. You can say such a person, he doesn't have job and they've called him to come and teach you social studies or ICT or GAN or one of these. Do you see? Yeah. Some of your classmates, you can see that they don't have common sense. Look. Everywhere you are, half of the people are wise and half are foolish. Everywhere. If you find yourself at a place and you are 8 in a room, it's possible 4 are foolish and 4 are wise. How do I know? In Matthew chapter 25, there was a story Jesus told about the 10 virgins. He said 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. If they put all the presidents in the country together, half of them are useless and half are wise. If they put all your school teachers together, staff meeting, half is possible, half of your teachers are foolish. This time, last Sunday, when we went to church, Pastor Ima said that this time, all the teachers in our school are foolish. I've said it. Even Grandpa, he said that the headmaster is also a fool. May I say your headmaster is a fool? Foolish people. So wisdom is the application or making good use of knowledge. And knowledge means to know something. Yes. So you see, you don't go to school to get wisdom. No, you don't go to school to get wisdom. You don't go to school to get wisdom. Wisdom is from God. Wisdom doesn't come from learning pollination, fertilization, characteristics of Yas and Tua, and Sir Gordon Gorgesbeck, and Sir Alan Eden Clark, the 1948 disturbances. You don't go to school to learn. You don't, 1948 riot. The born of 1840. You don't wisdom. All this thing you know. If you know this, it means that you have knowledge. You have knowledge. What are you going to use pollination for? Osmosis. How many of you remember osmosis? Diffusion. Hey, osmosis, the brother is diffusion. Yeah. To know something, to know that there are microorganisms that cause germs that can make people die, is called knowledge. Now, when you know this, putting this knowledge into use is called wisdom. So you go out, you come back, you wash your hands. Wisdom will teach you that you don't wear one panties for 3 days. Hey. Because there are people here that there are people here, if they damn you, I'll mention their names. They can wear one panties for 6 weeks. Your socks is smelly. If you remove your socks, the dog will come and carry it away. Yeah. To wash. Personal hygiene. Some of you, this morning, you have not brushed your teeth. No brush at it. Meanwhile, you are here laughing. Here laughing with us. Are you here? Or you've gone home? Let's continue. It says, oh, I was in where? Exodus. Yes, Exodus. And then in understanding, yeah, to understand something means that you understand how the thing works. Yeah. Now, if you lack these three things, you lack wisdom, you lack understanding, you lack knowledge, this is where you are classified as a fool. My Bible said that the Lord has given Bezalel the spirit of the Lord. He has given him wisdom. He has given him understanding. He has given him knowledge. And he has given him all manner of skill in workmanship. May you receive wisdom in Jesus' name. May you receive knowledge in Jesus' name. Amen. If your amen is louder than your friend's amen, you also come quickly. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Wisdom is very important. Bible says that the fear of the Lord is what? The fear of the Lord is what? Last week, I was preaching about the fear of the Lord. How Josiah feared the Lord. Yeah. The beginning of your wisdom is when you start to fear the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. Yeah. Another way wisdom comes is through beating. If they beat you, you get wisdom. Proverbs 29 verse 15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. The rod and reproof. The rod is king. You see why sometimes I beat you? Kevin, do you understand why I was beating you the other day? Yeah. I want wisdom to enter you. The rod and reproof. Reproof means correction. We sit you down and correct you. But at your age, correction will not work for you. It's the rod. Praise the rod. But a child left to himself bringeth shame to his mother. Look, if we don't beat you, you bring your parents shame. So when you are beaten, don't think we don't like you. If we beat you, Queen, have I beaten you before? I beat you before. You don't have beaten you before?
Thousands.
It's because you see, I want wisdom. So when you go to school and the teacher beat you, don't come and tell your mother has worn her dirty jeans, is going to see the teacher and sort the teacher out. If you do that, you are preventing wisdom from entering you. Yes. Apart from the fact that wisdom comes from the Lord, physically, it comes from correcting people and the rod. He said the rod and reproof brings wisdom. You need rod. Jessica, you need rod. Even Bible says we should beat you with rod, but we are beating you with cane and belt and wood. You have tried. Are you on rod? You have stolen something at school. Iron rod. You lie on the table, take iron rod, whip you six. But we've been using wood. We are lenient. Or you don't see we are lenient. Even me, I'm very lenient because me, I use belt. Very, very lenient. I don't use me, use cane. Because I think that cane, it will make the thing pain you more. So I use belt. I try to use belt so that the pain is minimized. Or am I not a good pastor? That I have done something, I've taken my belt, I've whipped you six. Is it not good? It's good. This is the only church, the cane. It's not, I'm not lenient. I should do what? I'm being lenient with all of you. If you're in the house and your father doesn't talk your matter, don't think you are a king of kings. What it means is that they have left you to bring shame to them. Yes. They are even doing you more harm. Some of you, when you started stealing, if your parents started beating you, you would have stopped by now. We've all stolen before. To steal beef. To steal coins. Look, you see, but they beat us. Do you know beat? And now we've stopped. I don't think if somebody's chicken is there, I can steal it. Oh no, I won't do that. By the grace of God. I've seen somebody mobile phone and I've taken it. Oh, I won't do that. Do you see? Because you see, when I started stealing 20 pesos, they started beating me. So the rod is a very powerful tool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, everybody say finally. James 1 verse 5. James 1 and verse 5. Are you here? If any of you lack wisdom, how many of you lack wisdom? You don't lack wisdom. All of you have wisdom already. And you have been getting 3/10. with all your wisdom, you have been getting 3/10. If you lack wisdom, throw your hands up and let God see that you are in need of wisdom this afternoon. Yeah. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. We are going to ask God for wisdom, that as you start this term, you will do well. Yeah. Hey, going to collect teachers' food, going to buy fried plantain for sale will not make you pass your BECU. Yeah. Sweeping headmaster's office will never make you wise. Some of you just put some post on yourself. You have made yourself the counselor of your class. If two people are fighting, he said they should bring them to you. You talk to them. you are the Asafua chair of the class. You are into conflict resolution. They call you Asumjehine. Look, to do well is about wisdom. Yes. The difference between people who do well and people who don't do well is largely wisdom. Yeah. People work for people, or people that they work for them, they know something people don't know. Some of you, your parents are bosses. Do you know boss? He has his own work. It means your mother knows something that some people don't know. May you become wise. He said, if we lack wisdom, we should call on God, who gives to all men liberally. This afternoon, God will give you wisdom. As I begin to pray for you, believe it. Believe it. So that when you go to school, they will teach something, or you understand. If your friend has said, say, the whole show, you will just be looking at them. You yourself, you don't understand why you understood what was taught. Because as the teaching was going on, angels are standing by you, and then they are whispering into your ears. You become great. Wafa, if you are not interested in church today, do you have mattress in the house? What do you sleep on? Mat. What? You sleep on a tree. Where? Pampers. What? Eh? And so go home and go and sleep on mattress. Don't make me feel that I'm not anointed. Am I not anointed? I'm a man of God, me bored. You are here sleeping. If you sleep in church, there are three things. Either you are a witch or you are a wizard, or they saw kinky in your house, or you went to nightclub yesterday. So choose one. Either you are a wizard, or they sell kinky. Do they sell kinky in his house? No, they don't sell kinky. They sell mango. Do you know why kinky sellers' children sleep at church? Because they wake up at dawn. Kinky sellers, watch sellers, cocoa sellers, they wake up at dawn. So they will also wake you up. Or bread sellers' children. Those are the reasons why they sleep in class. Or you are a wizard. You too. Or you went to club. You didn't come home early to come and sleep. And this morning you have come. You slept at one. And you have. So choose one. Because if you sleep early, you can't be sleeping on us here. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Destiny changer. Destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Come and change my destiny. Destiny today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle working God.
Your name is.
Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh.
Good working God. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle worker.
Miracle worker.
God work miracle. Stand to your feet.
Miracle worker.
Exodus 34. Come and do a miracle.
Miracle today.
Oh, come and do. Lift up your
hands.
Miracle
today.
Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything about you
is great. Lift up your hands and sing it.
You are great. You are great. You are great.
Everything about you is great.
Demons tremble at your presence. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God
we serve.
Everything about you is great. Exodus 34 verse 9. Bible says that, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. You'll be filled with the spirit of wisdom right now. Look at what happened before he was filled. For Moses has laid his hands upon him, as hands are being laid upon you. You are going to receive the spirit of wisdom. How many of you believe it? Look, if you don't believe it, then don't come here. If you are already wise, you can see that you are wise already. Don't come here. But if you are in a desperate and a dire need for wisdom, believe it. When our backs were against the wall, and the Lord has seen the worst over you,
made our way.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
When I bow against the wall, and I look at it, it was so
bad. You move mountains, singing.
You cause water to flow with a power. Perform miracles, there is nothing.
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
Impossible.
Every standing.
Only because
you Jesus, receive wisdom. Matura bandaya, ribo suri andelebe. Kema suka panda. If I pray for you, ribo suri andelebe. In the name of Jesus, Baba Baba Saba. Yes, 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 yes. Wisdom. Matura andelebe. Shirebo suna. Raba andelebe kia. Neko ribo suri. Lord, give your children wisdom. Give your children wisdom. Wisdom that is from above. In the name of Jesus. Kobelebo Syria. Mandolebo Syria. Kebelebo Syria. Mokandelebo Syria.
I give myself.
Sing it to the Lord.
May this temple be good.
May your feet be prayed in Jesus' name. May your feet be prayed miraculously. Wisdom. Matura Badia. Rivelo Shandelevekia. Rababa Bandelevekia. Yes. Makura Bandeleve. Rababa Sondeleve. Kemandelevo Shandaya. Yes. Yes. Lift up your hands. Jesus' name. Wisdom. I declare wisdom right now. Receive wisdom. Understanding. In the name of Jesus. Understanding. Makora basandaya. Ribelebo shandelebe. Kema sotaya. Yes, Lord.
I give myself to you.
Yes, Malabu. Ba 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 ba. Ke mandele bushanda. Ra ba 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 ba. Yes. 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 As you go back to school, may you do well. As you go back to school, may you do well. Le mando la voce. Che vuole lo spiano. Che mando la voce alle cava. Raba ba 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 sana. Che vuole lo spiano. Yes Lord. Yes Lord. Va con la ba. Che masava we. Sai. Can you slay? Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom from above. Kebo satala. Ribololo shikenelebe. Rabababababa. Kemandolo shikenelebe. Ribololo shikenelebe. Rebandelebe kia. Rabababababa. Yes, Lord. Give them wisdom, Lord. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Marco Rabasata. Kema Turiane. Ribolo Sana. Kembelebe Sana. Rabababababa. Kebolo Sandelebe. Kebelebe Sata. Rabababababa. Marco Rebo Siria. Ribolo Sikibe. Kabando Sikabalaba. Kemando Rebo Siria. Kembelebe Sata. Kamando Rabasana. Kemando Rebo Sikia. Makuraba Nebesana. Rabababa. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive understanding. Receive wisdom. Receive understanding. Receive knowledge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May you be better than your classmates. May you be better than your classmates. In Jesus' name. 10 times better. 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 Malabo Sala. Malabo Sala. Rabadoro Sala. You will not forsake this step. You will not forsake this step. You will not die this step. In the name of Jesus. Rabalabasana. Liandolo Syria. Malebo Syria. Kemande Debe. Lift up your hands. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of understanding is upon you. This time you'll be better. This time you'll be better than your classmates. This time when you are taught, you understand. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack. As school resumes, may your fees be paid miraculously. In the name of Jesus. Whatever subject you are struggling with, whatever subject is becoming a resistance, right now, by the power of God, may the Lord give you supernatural understanding. Any subject that threatens you and bring fear into your life, today is the end in Jesus' name. I said today is the end in Jesus' name. And now, may you have supernatural understanding of everything you are taught in school. Right now, you shall not be afraid of mathematics. You shall never be afraid of integrated science. You will never and ever be afraid of French.
Amen.
You will not be afraid of RME.
Amen.
Any subject that is posing as a threat, right now we subdue it by the power of God.
Amen.
You are free. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, are you singing it?
We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here.
You are here. Moving in the
name. I worship you.
I worship you.
And I worship you.
I worship.
Oh, lift up your hands and sing it at the sign of victory.
You are here. Moving in the name.
I worship you. Wipe away all tears.
You mend the broken heart.
You are the answer
to it all.
Jesus.
You wipe away all tears.
You mend the broken heart. You are the answer to it all. To it all. Jesus, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here.
Moving in the mist. I worship you.
I worship
you.
Kimu Shantaraba Kiriya. Father, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom, for understanding, and for knowledge. Let your children go back to school with great wisdom. Henceforth, nobody will call you a fool. Nobody will call you a fool. You'll be wise. When decisions are being taken, your parents will consult you. They will see that you are a special child. You have more understanding than all your brothers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Jesus. If I brought your tithe, come. I brought your tithe. Come. You have brought your tithe. Come. One of the ways the Lord will bless you is through giving of your tithe. Lord, open doors for her. A great and an effectual door be open. May you receive help. May you receive help.
May the Lord give you helpers. In Jesus' name. Help. Help. May every devourer be rebuked and be silenced. You shall not owe. You shall not owe money. You will never be in need of money because you are giving to the Lord. In Jesus' name. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbow?
Are you tired of spinning round and round?
Sing it.
Wrap up all your shadow dreams of your life. Jesus laid them down.
Sing it again.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows?
May the Lord give you rest. Rest. Rest.
Are you tired of
rest?
Spinning round?
No more tiredness. No more going round and round. The Lord is wrapping up all your shattered dreams. Jesus' name.
At the feet of Jesus.
At the feet of Jesus. We are like, give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all. Give them all
to Jesus.
Shattered dreams, wounded heart, and broken toys. Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Give them all.
Jesus,
and he will turn your sorrow into joy. Give them all, sing it.
Give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all,
give them all
to Jesus.
Shattered dreams, wounded heart, and broken toys.
Give them all, give them all. Jesus, and he will turn your sorrow into joy. And he will turn your sorrow into joy. God will turn your sorrows into joy.
Amen.
You have 5 CDs for the Lord.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.